to have greater cultural intelligence, cultural sensitivity training within the classroom dynamic. Everything is governed by what happens between the teacher and the student, in my estimation.
Buffalo resident Samuel Davis is a criminal defense attorney and former teacher. Davis said he believes the classroom dynamic is the biggest issue in the district. Davis wants to see school teachers equipped to deal with the social and emotional health as well as the welfare of a child's education. Davis is a parent. He has a child attending kindergarten at School 81. When it comes to Buffalo school leadership, Davis believes school superintendent Pamela Brown should be retained.
It's not even about her anymore. I believe personally she should be retained because I would like to see what fruit will come from the labor that she's put forth so far. I don't feel as a voter that I've had the opportunity to really see her execute her plan without any inhibitions, if you will. And it makes me wonder why this big push. Is it because she's reluctant to release monies to different entities outside of the district? I'm not sure. But it's quite curious to me that, you know, this year, this point in time has to be it. It confuses me.
But do you see some of those missteps that were made with hiring uncertified administrators, returning Mary Gwynn as interim deputy superintendent as missteps along the way that...
Well, I'm in the process of looking at what actual accomplishments these women have had. And I know there have been... We were labeling them as uncertified. I'm not sure if they're unqualified. But I'm not one to really listen to sound bites and say, oh, look what you did. I'm a researcher.
Buffalo News education reporter Deidre Williams joined me in interviewing Davis. She questioned who his supporters are in his run for school board.
You have close ties to the majority on the school board. For instance, Florence Johnson, who has been a school board member for more than 20 years and is not seeking reelection, has pretty much handpicked you and groomed you a little bit to take her seat. Now, if elected, how do you think you will align yourself in terms of that majority on the board?
Well, my ultimate goal is to make sure that I'm accessible to everyone on the board. This tug of war, this majority on the board, I mean, when we talk about the majority on the board, we're talking about who wants to keep Dr. Brown and who wants to get rid of her. But once again, I don't want to really get caught in that. I mean, I've made my decision thus far about what I want to see in terms of Dr. Brown's tenure. But the larger picture, the big picture is, what are we going to do about the classroom dynamic? What are we going to do for our children that are falling?
Parents are frustrated with the district's performance and the many failing city schools. Only about a dozen of the city's 50 schools are considered in good standing. Wendy Mistretta, who serves as an executive committee member of the District Parent Coordinating Council, is also seeking one of the three at-large seats. Mistretta says she believes inequitable access to high-quality programs for students is a big issue the district faces.
The fact that we have some programs that are doing very, very well and meeting the needs of our students, and we have a lot of schools that just are not up to the same standards.
How would you expect, though, to accomplish that, given the budget constraints?
Well, we have a lot of community partners, and we have a lot of assets in our district. And so I really believe that we have all the tools that we need already at our disposal.
Mistretta ran unsuccessfully for the North District School Board seat last year. She has a doctorate in higher education and served as a past facilitator at International School 45. Buffalo News education reporter Sandra Tan also joined the interview, asking about Mistretta's disappointment in Superintendent Brown's leadership.
Now, you think that the superintendent, Pamela Brown, should be fired. You didn't always feel this way when you ran for our office last year. I think you said that you thought that things were headed in the right direction. So what's led to this change of heart?
Well, yeah, last year she hadn't been in a year yet, and we were still going through the strategic plan process. So I was still hoping to see what her vision would be and how we were going to get there. And unfortunately, the strategic plan process didn't end as well as I would have liked. She did not follow her own guidelines for community input. So I was disappointed with that. But the big issue was really the stumbling blocks, the very real brick walls that were put in the place of parents in terms of participating in decisions that led for us to ask for intervention from state ed because she did not include us the way the law requires in terms of consolidated application, the district comprehensive improvement plan, and school choice.
Right. And the state has sided with you guys on that.
Yes.
Mistretta's children attend Buffalo schools, one at City Honors, the other at International School 45. Her concerns with criterion-based schools are separation of students.
I cannot accept that we have just, you know, 50 or 100 four-year-olds in the entire city of Buffalo who would benefit from a gifted and talented program. So that is my issue with having separate schools where you're taking the best and the brightest by whatever measurement that might be and separating them. I really think we have to have programs in every school in the district.
Mistretta continues working to improve parent engagement in the district and the creation of a plan by the DCCP.
What the Maximizing Parent Engagement Plan looks at is a very basic starting with homeroom representatives who work in collaboration with teachers to talk with all the other parents in that classroom and identify what their skills and talents are. They would also work with a grade level rep who would work with the parent facilitator on the building level to make sure that some parents, you know, the very basic that we can expect is that their kids are in school on time. And so parents can help other parents make sure that the kids are in school and fed and ready to learn.
But it's not just the parents who are concerned about the future of city schools. Former Buffalo FBI leader and former mayoral candidate Bernie Tolbert will also appear on the May 6th ballot. He believes a lack of governance structure is preventing the district from surpassing the dysfunction to move forward and improve education.
Govern how we act, how we make decisions, and what decisions we make. And we need to ensure that we're constantly using that structure as a guide. So some of the issues that we've had to react to in an ad hoc manner, we won't have to. We'll be able to move forward because we have a policy that says, here's how we're going to do things, whether it's hiring people, whether it's, you know, determining what our goals are going to be. We'll have something in place that helps us to do that. And it should be a system where we've collaborated with others to ensure that we're on track, we're doing it the right way and with the right things in mind.
Tolbert does believe it's time to consider some new leadership. Buffalo News education reporter Tiffany Lankus asked Tolbert if Superintendent Brown should be fired.
You haven't taken a very firm position on whether Superintendent Pamela Brown should be fired or retained. Mm-hmm. If you were on the board and it were put to a vote tonight, how would you vote?
I'd vote and I would suggest that we terminate the superintendent because I've talked to a lot of people. There's clearly been a loss of public confidence. Also, there's been a lack of leadership that's been displayed by the superintendent. But not having an opportunity to know more about some of the things, I'm concerned that we won't be able to move from where we're at. So that if we have a new board and the superintendent's in place, then how do we move from where we are? I think that'll always be a distraction, always be an issue. I think for the sake of our children and the sake of, you know, better education, Buffalo, we need to be able to move forward. I just don't see, given all the people I've talked to, business leaders, parents, and others, that we can do it with this superintendent. We'll always be dealing with that issue. And I don't want to do that. I want to move us forward and get things done for our children.
Tolbert ran into some confusion when he filed his campaign finance information. He filed it with the Board of Elections instead of the school board.
There was nothing nefarious, no subterfuge. I filed every single one of my mayoral filings on time. And that's the kind of person I am. That's where I do things. I did not have any direct contact with the State Board of Elections, with my treasurer and assistant treasurer, but they know how I feel, and that is we do everything above board.
Speaking of your past mayoral run, you did run for mayor last year. Why the flip-flop to the school board now?
Well, I wouldn't call it a flip-flop, not at all. In fact, when I ran for mayor, my two most important issues, you know, issue 1 and 1A, were education and crime.
As an expert in law enforcement, Tolbert says he's also concerned about the safety of city schools. Tolbert claims teachers are telling him they don't feel safe. Tomorrow morning, you will hear from three more candidates for the Board of Education, Stefan Wright, Larry Quinn, and Barbara Seals-Nevergold. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.